Hello, everyone. A couple of years back, there was a bit of a debate between myself and Curtis Yarvin. In fact, I gave a talk. I gave this talk a number of times. It was called The Octopus, where I laid out my alternative vision or my alternative thesis of how the regime works. There was Curtis Yarvin had the cathedral model. I came up with the octopus. It looked something like this. There was me giving it at one of the talks. Yarvin was at a different one. He was actually in the audience when I gave this talk. I seem to remember one of his questions afterwards is he asked me if I was a Marxist. But anyway, cut a long story short, I argued that the regime centrally coordinated. And Yarvin argued that actually it was all about ideas, and that what I've labeled as the head and the mouth, the media and the universities, they were the thing that made everything tick. Okay, so capture the cathedral and, you know, you've got the whole show. My argument was actually no, it was all about money. Started out in the chest, if you can see there in the top, with the investment banks, the central bank, corporations, and the money flowed across from the chest to the network. That's the NGOs, Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, Tony Blair Institute, WEF, etc., etc. And then from the network, various papers and things slipped down into the chamber, civil service, local government, secret services, into the national governments, and the judiciary, and so on. And then from there, everything flowed down in a very top-down way to the mouth, the head, the church, etc., etc. And this was an ongoing debate. You know, was it this emergent kind of consensus engine that Yarvin was talking about, or this much more classically top-down, centralized structure that I was talking about with the chess and the network at the top? Now, Elon Musk, you can love him, you can hate him, with his Doge, he has actually given us the answer. He has shown how the system works. Now, at this point, I'll just say I was about 90% right. Yarvin was about 100% wrong. That's basically, you know, being fair to both myself and to Yarvin, I was right, he was wrong. However, there were some things that I didn't see that Doge, that Elon Musk, has revealed. And I'll get into that in a moment. But first, I want to remind everybody, pick up Foundations of Shakespeare, my brand new course. Hundreds of people already doing it. You too can be one of them. Let me play my advert. And when I come back, we're going to go into exactly what Elon Musk has done to show that little 10% that I got wrong. What was it that I got wrong that Elon Musk has revealed?
Out, out, brief candle. Life's but a walking shadow, a poor player that struts and frets his hour upon the stage and then is heard no more. It is a tale told by an idiot, full of sound and fury, signifying nothing.
Foundations of Shakespeare. Buy it now. All right. So what is it that I missed that Elon Musk has revealed to us? Well, turns out that Doge have given us this tool where you can type various things in and it pulls up a map like this that basically traces the money that I was talking about in the octopus model. It literally traces it. Now, you can see here, this is one of Tony Blair's Africa Governance Initiative. And it's got all these various different state government bodies, trusts of universities, money coming from the federal government and so on. And it all flows through. And then it hits Fidelity Investment and Charitable Gift Fund. Notice this here. I saw quite a few of these maps going around and I couldn't help but notice that a huge amount of the money ends up in Fidelity Investments Charitable Gift Fund. That's the chest that I identified. look at all those different in arrows there. And essentially this, these boxes, Fidelity is not the only one. Rockefeller is another one. There are many others of them. These are like giant black holes where if you were going to launder money, if you were going to wash any money that couldn't be found, you'd do it in this big black box here, because notice it says taxpayer funds zero in there, because it's all coming indirectly from those other, So once it's in there, it doesn't count as a taxpayer fund. And then from there, the money goes directly to Tony Blair or whoever else. Okay, you can see they have a huge amount of money there. That the gross receipts, $26.9 billion dollars in there, and that's just one of these big black holes. So what did I miss? Well, the big thing that I missed, and it's a biggie, is that all of this complexity, all of this complex model that I worked out, all of the different arrows going to and from and so on, it was just the American government. It was just the American government all along. Right? It wasn't. I mean, everybody said to me, you know, 2-3 years back, oh no, this is too centralized, it's more complicated, blah, blah, blah. Actually, it was less complicated. Actually, it was more centralized than even I had accounted for, because it was just the American government. System is more centralized, more coordinated than anybody could have possibly imagined. US aid being one of the key sorting mechanisms, and the sheer amount of money that's going through there to all of these many hundreds of NGOs and other charities and organizations is mind-blowing. It's absolutely mind-blowing. And the mechanism with that Fidelity Investments and various other ones like that makes it so that, let's pretend if you're the CIA or somebody like that and you wanted to slip money to somebody, well, you could very easily do it in like through Fidelity, for example. People would barely notice, I'm sure, and I'm sure that happens. So that's it in a nutshell, really. You know, don't need to labor the point. Yes, I did want to say I remember after I gave that talk, Yarvin wrote an article saying, money has no power. Money has no power, he said. And he said, imagine if a Nazi was to take control of BlackRock. You know, do you just think power and money could override that? Well, turns out Elon Musk literally gave a Nazi salute. And we literally saw Jonathan Greenblatt in the ADL say, no, it wasn't a Nazi salute. Everybody shut up. I mean, that happened. So we've pretty much seen that kind of alternative competing explanation fall apart. Like the ideological model has fallen apart. My model, which is just about power and money, is still true. And now it's collecting receipts, isn't it? HB0, Lovecraft, and all of these other, you know, it's emergent phenomena, all bollocks. It has been shown with receipts. So anyway, just a quick one today, because it really isn't often, I have to really thank Elon Musk for this, that you see something that you spent a lot of time trying to piece together yourself, and he's just come out and said, yeah, look, it's all there, have it. It's really quite incredible. Join me tomorrow, where I'll be looking at some international news, or a little bit later on for the deepest law. And I'll see you soon. Pick up a course. Trivium, Foundations of Shakespeare. Buy it now.
If you like this video, be sure to like and subscribe. You can join the channel for thousands of hours of past shows in the archive and hundreds of videos. If you have any questions, you can leave a super chat or a super thanks, and I'll be sure to pick it up during my weekly office hours, which run every Tuesday afternoon. I also provide courses at the academic agency, which I encourage people to buy. Thousands of students now have taken the Trivium to improve their skills in writing, logic, and rhetoric. Just 3 of many courses available. Buy it now. But most importantly of all, friends, get out.